This is the Life Lately podcast with Mel and Soph. Adulting can be hard work, but it's a great adventure with friends. We are just two real girls talking about real life. No topic is off the table, so join us as we navigate life unfiltered and uncensored. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Life Lately podcast. We are your hosts, Mel and Soph. This is season 2, episode 1. We have been away for
a hot minute. I think more than a hot minute.
Yeah, it's been long.
It's been a long while, and a restful break, a break nonetheless.
A break that was, I think, very much needed.
Yeah.
And it was longer than I think we thought it would be. It was not our intention.
No.
To be away for how many months?
Ooh, 8?
Is it eight? No. We've not seen each other in seven months.
We haven't seen each other, no.
I think our last episode went out in May.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, we are trying to see if we can get back into the swing of things. And I'm sure we will. But we've not seen each other since before lockdown.
Before lockdown. Coming on like 8 months.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
And we're about to go back into... lockdown stage two, I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Today's episode, we'll kind of do a little catch up on how life has been.
A regrouping.
Yes, I like that word.
You like the word?
I do.
Regrouping.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in the meantime, Mel.
Oh, yeah. So in the meantime, guys, thanks so much for completing our survey. Guys, we listened to your feedback and we have heard you and we are making some changes. The first change is the frequency.
Yes.
We're switching up this frequency. It used to be once every week, but now we're going to do it fortnightly.
Yeah.
And then also topics. We have gathered all the different types of, we love your topics, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And
they've been really good, actually.
They have been really good. Yeah. So we've put it into our little Excel spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those will be coming in the next few weeks and months. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to introduce more guests on the show. Speaking of which, we have a very special announcement. Drum roll. We need a drum roll. Yes, we have a winner. As you may have remembered from taking part in the survey, we wanted to choose someone from the survey as a way of saying thank you to come and join us on an episode. And we've picked a winner, and that winner is Mary.
Hey, Mary girl.
We are coming for you, girl, so you better come prepared. We are going to be... we're going to have a discussion.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah, and we're so excited because we have had guests on the show as well. But, you know, it's just really good to have an extra person, another person join us.
Yes, and somebody who knows the podcast.
Yes.
So it's really good to have one of the listeners.
Yeah.
I'm looking
forward to having a listener. You're so right.
Mm-hmm.
Having a listener on the show, it's going to be amazing, guys. So we're really looking forward to that. So those are the few changes that we are doing and coming back on this show, starting a new episode, a new season.
A new season.
With a bang, honey.
In a new life. In a new landscape.
In a new landscape. But, you know, we are, re-emerging.
Season 2. We are here.
We are.
So we are just going to have a catch up for this first episode. Like we said, we've not seen each other in months.
Oh my gosh.
And a lot has gone down. So Mel, I'll ask you the question first. How have you been in general?
How have I been in general? Reflecting. In general, reflecting?
Hang on. Before you answer this question, remember, I think... one of the last episodes that
your
we did.
Your memory's better than mine. Remind me.
You are very happy to be in lockdown.
Oh my gosh.
Has anything changed?
Not one thing.
Oh.
Guys, for all of those who are struggling, I hear you. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I hear you. It is hard. But I am trying to see the positive in everything. And to be honest with you, I do love it. There was a breaking points that was at the beginning of this year, like January, February, where I was really struggling. I was really struggling at work and everything like that. Wanting something different. It was a struggle going into work and not kind of the people, but I don't get me wrong, I love my job, mm-hmm. but I was even struggling to try and get one day work from home. That was just a struggle in terms of the culture and everything like that.
They needed you to be in the office.
Yeah, okay. That kind of thing. Okay. And I managed to squeeze out one day a week. Mm-hmm. And then lockdown happened and hey, everybody was working from home. And you know, I really got into the groove of things. Okay. I have my own kind of schedule. I can do things when I want. Don't get me wrong, I'm working.
Yeah.
And to be honest, working longer hours, more or less. So, like, that's, I'm still opening up my laptop at 7 p.m., etc.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that case where I can just respond. I'm learning to respond to emails in a time where it doesn't leave me anxious, because the beginning of lockdown, when emails were just firing everywhere, you had that urgency to just feel look
like you're working, man.
And answer straight away and trying to solve. And trust me, guys.
It's changed.
Yeah, it has changed. I'm still answering emails, obviously. Yes. But yeah, I am loving life in lockdown. God help us when we finally get to go back into the office 5 days a week. Man. Oh gosh, it's gonna be so difficult.
I don't know if people will go back to that, but
I wonder.
But I'm glad you've enjoyed it.
Oh girl, I've enjoyed.
So is lockdown 2 looming?
Lockdown 2 looming. Right. Rolling up my sleeves. I'm cool with it.
Okay.
You know what though? I have been contemplating hard to get a dog, a puppy. I am not a puppy animal person. I'm not normally, neither my family. But I'm thinking, get a little doggy. Nice. Yeah. Like a little Norfolk Terrier / Jack Russell kind of mix, maybe. I want a small dog, you know?
Okay.
I don't want a yappy dog, but I want a small dog.
Yeah.
Because my flat won't handle a
big dog.
But yeah, you know.
Well, that's good.
I don't know.
I mean, I think I've also been okay generally.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed in my lifestyle.
Nothing has changed in your lifestyle.
I've been at home for I don't know how long.
A long time.
So this was like my day to day thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, homeschooling, like we discussed some time back, was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We had our moments. It got better, and then of course, after that, we still had summer to get through.
Gosh, yeah.
And I was just like, this is a lot, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I think as an introvert, I mean, there was a time when I could not just take a shower in peace. Like,
wow.
Can I like pee in peace? There's always somebody in my space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's our space, but you know what I mean? Like, my husband went to work, my daughter went to school. And
This is obviously pre-lockdown.
And then when when you just need that quiet moment and people are still in the house,
demanding your attention, demanding your
and services. You know, there are things like for lunch I'd eat what I want to eat, now I have to cook for people. For lunch, I have to think about all these extra things. The thing that I realized, I'm like, man, either we eat a lot, or maybe it's because people are here.
Mm-hmm.
But that dishwasher is always... I mean, we're only three people. Why is the dishwasher always going?
On.
I'm like, what are we... Like, what's happening?
What is happening? You should get some paper plates.
Maybe I should. But anyway, people will tell me it's not sustainable.
Well, paper, no paper is.
Isn't it? Yeah, but you have to cut trees.
It's
been like, can I be in lockdown by myself?
Yeah,
where can I send these other humans?
Yeah, where can I send these other humans?
But to be fair, I mean, like, there's been no, which I thank God for. I'm like, there's been no big fights or, you know, when you're in lockdown with people.
Yeah, it can get tense. It can get a lot.
Can get really tense. But it's been good, I'd say. In general, I think my daughter Nia has enjoyed herself. Actually, I know she's enjoyed herself, because when it was time to go back to school, she really didn't want to.
Wow.
She was just like, I'd rather be here.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
is
she turning into mommy, like a mini introvert? What have you done, so?
No, but it's because I also made a deal with her about her schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, we started the day at 10 o'clock. I'm like, I'm not here for 9 o'clock, anything, really. And then she had to finish her work at a certain time, after which we'd watch a movie together.
Yeah.
And we've kept that going, even though she's back at school. So she knows when she comes home from school, unwind 1.5 hours watching a movie, and then, you know, then you'd have to do some more schoolwork or whatever. Yeah. But I think she really enjoyed
That. That's a dream for a 9-year-old. Like, oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I like this kind of structure.
I like this. You know, no stress, no PE. First of all, no PE. For, yeah, sorry, Joe Weeks. We did not participate in any PE. Although she goes for, what do you call it? For rides on the bike.
You've got a very nice green area. Yeah, so
she does that. She did that. Yeah, but generally, actually, mm-hmm. I don't think I can complain that much, except mm-hmm. to say mm-hmm. that when lockdown eased and everyone was now meeting up with their family and, you know, now that made me feel a bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I got no family here, people. I mean, I have my in-laws and we saw them. We've only seen them once as well because they're all out of town.
Yeah.
Once or twice. Twice. Sorry. I tell a lie. Twice. But when everyone was hugging their family and, oh, my mom, my grandmama, all that, I was just here like,
no, and life's still the same for me.
I felt a certain type of way.
Yeah. I have to say. It has been tough. It's been tough for everyone. It's hit different in so many different ways for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But yeah.
Yeah. So moving on, is there anything new that you've done and maybe that you found that you actually enjoyed, picked up a new hobby or anything?
I was baking a lot more, which is cool.
What, banana bread, like banana the rest of the nation?
All right, so.
No, I did. What
yes,
I did
banana
not...
bread, banana muffins.
Banana everything.
But no, and also I tried to switch up a bit by putting chocolate in there, like cocoa, which was really nice. Mm-hmm.
You know what everyone was making? Sourdough.
I wanted to make sourdough.
I did not get into that craze. I was just like, ain't nobody got time for
I know. I wanted to try, but no, I haven't even done that. Okay. I haven't touched on that.
Well
I
done.
Haven't.
High five.
Oh, high five. I mean, I wanted to, but I just didn't.
Yeah, I didn't want to, so I didn't.
Yeah. But, what else have I done? I can't remember.
Nothing new? I don't know that I've done anything new either.
Mm.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a time there was pressure. Like,
oh gosh, I'm so glad. Yeah,
hobby painting.
Yeah, you know, if you know it's something about if you don't learn a new skill and blah blah, there's no excuse because of all this time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just didn't like that because that's just pressure.
Unnecessary
pressure. In fact, what should be said is you're never going to have this kind of time ever so chill. Again. So chill, man, chill. Take a step back, breathe, relax. Lie down, have that lie-in, work from your bed, and chill. Don't do anything because we are literally not going to get this kind of time back ever again. Just remember those times where you had to fight the rush hour, fight the everyone commute hour, people getting to work and having traffic. To stand up on the tube, on a packed tube and get in for 8 a.m. into the office and work until 5:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember to chill.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to get that back again.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't jump on that bandwagon, not to be honest. I think we decided just to take it a day at a time. If we wanted to do something, we did it. If all we wanted to do was sit and eat, we sat.
And chill. Yeah. A lot. Yeah, I agree.
More than we should have, really. But, you know, we gotta survive.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm loving right now at the moment? Oh, my gosh. Platters. Because I had this idea. I really wanted to go to a vineyard back late summer.
Yeah.
And then I saw, like, the platter one. So I had the ham. I made it from M&S.
Oh, you made your own platter?
Yeah, I made my own platter on a plate.
Yeah.
ham, hummus, crackers, olives. Grapes and carrots, and I'd have that for lunch, and that'd be really cool. It was
okay.
It's nice to live that bougie life, guys. Live the bougie life. Buy that expensive tea. Why not?
Oh yes, hey Mary girl.
Hey Mary, buy that expensive tea from Harrods or Liberty or Fortnum and Mason. Buy, this is just treat yourself every now and again. Why not if you can?
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be anything big or expensive. Yeah. But that's what I was trying to do more of.
Okay.
But I haven't actually bought clothes really as much
you
as
haven't
I no
okay
well I've been spending my money on shopping and food shopping
okay
and it's like no Mel, you need to fix up, girl. Like I need to just
I ended up acquiring about 8 pairs of shoes.
How, why, you're not going anywhere. Why are you buying shoes?
Because I have a problem.
You do. I'm glad you admitted this. That should be another topic.
It's a good problem to have, though.
It's not.
I have a shoe for every occasion.
And you know what? Just today, she actually bought another pair of shoes because she saw the boots that I was wearing, and she's bought a pair of boots. Like, literally.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. Mm. Okay.
Have you sold any of them? Not, wow. When are you going to find...
You know what? I'm not selling them.
No.
I've decided.
Convicted.
There's a time I was going to... I looked at all the shoes I have. I gathered them all together because I'm running out of space. And I thought, okay, I'll sell a few.
She has a big house, and guys.
No, but they're all under my bed. And my bed is full now. So where am I going to store the rest? Like, now they're on top of each other. So, yeah, I'm still not selling.
You just need to stop buying. If I had known that, I would not have encouraged you to buy those boots.
No. But I need boots.
You need boots. Okay, she needs boots.
Boots I need. What I don't need is, like, stilettos. I have enough of those. But I need them in my life. Do what makes you happy.
What makes you happy. This lockdown.
Shoes is my thing. You, I'm sure you have something.
Not really.
Food.
Well, I need to eat. I need to survive.
Yeah, you do. I also need to walk.
Where you want me to? Anyway, that's all cool. We're going to talk about addictions and things that, you know, we do that we should. I think that should be a topic.
Because, we might need an intervention here. Anyway, is there anything that you missed doing?
You know what? I did go out once, like, to a restaurant during lockdown a couple of months ago, and I realized I hated it. I realized that I actually don't like going out spending money on food.
Okay.
I realized food I did not miss it. Food in restaurants. Eating out. I don't miss that. Sorry, what was the question?
What have you missed doing?
Oh, what have I missed doing? What have I not missed doing? Okay, what have I missed doing? I suppose, you know what? The freedom to be able to go out, to go on holiday, to books. You know, I miss a massage. I want to get a massage. I want to go to a nice spa.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if it's even open anymore.
Yeah.
And my birthday's coming up, and that's what I usually used to do every birthday.
Uh-huh.
I would make sure that I'd book some sort of massage. So I don't know now.
Yeah.
Sorry. I would have thought this lockdown would have been over before my birthday came.
I know. Man, it's... Anyway.
So I missed, I missed
hot... Okay, we did go away for... we did it in two parts. So we did 4 days with a friend.
Like a staycation.
A staycation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did 4 days or 3 days with family. Mm. But I think because this year we were supposed to do our big trip. This year we were supposed to go to Australia.
Oh, wow.
And man.
Well, thank goodness you didn't buy those tickets.
Yeah. Listen. But I think that was the downer. Like, I was really looking forward to,
definitely.
It's been one of those destinations that we've always wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And I mean, if, you know, we had said, okay, if not Australia, we'll go, because we try and go to Kenya every couple of years.
Yeah. So next time you go in Kenya, I want to come.
You want to come?
Yes. Okay, well, Kenya.
Let's go, baby. The lack of, you know, traveling.
Yes. I think it's the fact that, you know, it's been taken away from us, that whole being able to do these things. Mm-hmm. It's just like...
And I mean, we could have, because people did.
People did, but it's so true. I was thinking of going to Barbados next month. That was a couple of months ago. Okay. But thank goodness not, because they've changed their... I think the UK... Barbados.
Okay.
The UK has put Barbados... Barbados has put the UK as high risk. So that means you'd have to self-isolate in a hotel room, which you have to pay for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. So you didn't do nothing, really?
No. It's no point.
But anyway, I'd say traveling, I think, is the...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is the big thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've missed doing... Well, no, actually. I had missed going into shops and just, you know... Mm-hmm.
Just to browse.
Browsing, yeah. Yeah. Walking around town. Walking around. What's it called? When you're just people watching? Watching people?
You want to people watch?
Yeah. You know, I like looking at people's behaviors and, you know, all that kind of stuff. we still kind of eat out. So I guess.
Do you?
Yeah. It got quite bad at one point.
It got quite bad? Oh no!
Then I was like, enough. Anyway. All right, let's move on. Let's see. Have any relationships changed over time? And we are not specifically talking about love, but you know, if
you want to. Have
your friendships been?
Yeah, I would have thought that I would speak to friends more, but I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, not really. I mean, in the beginning, it was like, house party, let's all like, you know, once a week. Yeah, but yeah, I think that died a death very quickly. just all around. No, I haven't really heard from, I think people are just now just doing their own thing at home. At home. Like, mm-hmm. what else are you mm-hmm. be doing? It's crazy. It's really crazy. Bad, isn't it?
Well, maybe it's not necessarily bad. I think we came into this very fearful. Mm-hmm. About, you know, what next, what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on overdrive with the weekly. I mean, our family, well, I say actually, our family. Yeah. What do you want to say?
No, I was going to say, yeah, the weekly, you know, to be honest, after a while, I just like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
do you know what I did the other day? Oh, it's really bad. I took myself, someone created a group chat. I'm not even going to say who because then it's just going to make me look like I'm the evil witch. But created a group chat and I was like, oh, if you don't mind, I'm just creating this chat so we can just discuss, because I do a bit of web design as well, so mm-hmm. we can discuss web design. This is after months and months of trying to get them to get the content over to me.
Yeah.
And they had it all in email. So as soon as they opened up that WhatsApp group and mm-hmm. invited me in, I was just like, this sounds great. Yes, when you have it ready, send it over to me. I'd be happy to put it up. But if you don't mind, I have so many WhatsApp groups right now. I cannot be in another one. So I'm just going to remove myself from this. Thank you so much. Bye. And I removed myself from it because I was like, this is too many.
Yeah.
Too many. No.
You have to put a boundary somewhere, man.
Yes.
Because it's taking up your mental space and your phone space.
Oh my God, my phone space. Do you know? You don't even know how many WhatsApp groups I have.
I'm not in any more additional. Wow. Let me think. Okay, there's one for parents for Sunday school. No.
Oh, for Sunday school.
For Sunday school. I was already in the school group one prior. And then I think I'm only in one other.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but that could be because I don't have many friends.
Wow. That's actually not that many.
No,
I don't know how many, but I've got, for example, I've got like three for work.
Oh.
About four, maybe, for church.
Oh.
And then there's friendship ones, which probably about three friendship ones. That's 10 already. And then I have family ones. Oh, now I've lost space in both my hands here.
Nice.
So when that other one, Kate, tried to slip on through, I was like, no,
thank you.
Bye-bye, gotta go.
Yeah. So we tried the, what did we do? We were doing a quiz.
Oh, with the Sunday family?
Quiz with the family.
Oh, that's cool.
They're not even my direct family. They're not my direct in-laws.
Oh, yeah.
They're in-laws of my in-law.
Only. That's sweet.
Really extended.
Yeah, very extended.
And man, you know me, I don't know how to lie, so I just did not participate.
Oh.
So my daughter and Nia and Carl did participate, I think, every week for almost 2 months.
So when you say you don't have to lie, you mean you didn't want to be part of it?
I didn't want to be a part of it every week.
Mm.
You know, it's just take intense, me out. Like, no? Okay, first we did it as a, well, it was introduced as, oh, guys, our family is doing this. Do you guys want to do it?
Yeah, as a one-off.
As a one-off. But then it just went on and on and on and on. And I can't. Number one, I hate quizzes. Number two, kind of not my family. I like you, though. But every week.
You know, it does get intense when it's like every week. Because it comes around so fast. The weeks have been going by so quick. So, yeah. You know what? There's some days where I just enjoy just being on my own and just silence. I don't want to hear from anyone or anything mm-hmm. like that. It's actually great.
Yeah. And then, so that was that. Then our church has like a pre-service and post-service hangout.
Oh.
I mean, I think I've only attended
pre-service,
three.
So pre-service hangout, service, and then post-service hangout.
Mm-hmm.
All virtual.
All virtual. And okay, the main service is we are many churches, so all churches join this one service, and then each individual church has their pre and post, you know.
Right.
And some of them have been good, but I'm like, I can't, you know, because everyone has gone overboard. Mm-hmm. So you have the family ones, you have exactly. the friends ones, you have the work ones, you have the church ones, mm-hmm. all your other social groups. Yeah. And you're like, yeah. my goodness.
It's crazy.
Like, can we all just calm down? Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah. So I didn't.
Really... So yeah, but as you said, it's not necessarily a bad thing that the dynamic of the relationships have changed. You're mm-hmm. right. It's actually probably for the
best. It's probably for the best.
Mm.
Yeah. I think we maybe also were holding on to relationships that were dead.
Yeah.
And now they've really just...
Died.
Died.
Buried.
Like, yeah, we are not going Which to resurrect cool. this one. It's, yeah. all, it's all good. It's part of the...
Process the of process, life. Process,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well... So I know. Have you gone back to work?
Yes. Well, my workplace. Yeah. Yes, they are because I work for the NHS, but it's mm-hmm. We work in like admins. So we're not clinical. When
you
staff. Were
clapping, was I supposed to be clapping for you too?
You should have been clapping for me.
Oh, sorry. I didn't.
No, please don't. I'm non-clinical, so I work in digital basically.
Okay.
So technically, I can work from home. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But just keep up the morale and the mental health of people. Let's come into work. I think it's actually going against my mental health going into work, actually. Yeah, thank yeah. you very much. You know, anxiety and all that.
Yeah.
But so yeah, no, they're encouraging us to come in twice a week on a rota.
Mm.
And I really wasn't feeling comfortable with that at all because the buses, it was just awful. I haven't actually been on public transport since going into lockdown.
Okay.
And the only time I was going on public transport was to go into work. And to me, that was just not making sense.
Yeah.
I'm putting myself in danger.
Yeah.
Even more so, exposing yeah. myself.
Mm-hmm.
No. But so I kind of brought that down a bit to once a week and seeing how that goes kind of yeah. thing. But yeah. It's just, going into work, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, my husband is still at home and...
That's good.
You know, it is what it is. But the few people who I know have gone back, and maybe it's the industry that mm-hmm, you're in,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but for this particular friend, they have a home pickup service. Like,
what?
Like, those they send a car.
Is it private? Private
company? And it's a bank, but are you going to do that for all your staff? But for her, they're like, if you have to come into work, we will pick you up and drop you. You're not going to mingle with
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I don't think we can do it NHS on an NHS no, budget.
No, not on an NHS budget. But also, I mean, a bank is trying to make profit. So I'm trying to wonder how they...
How
I don't know.
Even...
I don't know. But I was just like, man, your bank, this Ooh. Bank must be
hey.
Super wealthy to be picking you people know, if up they, if and they start,
if
the
bank
off.
If that bank starts saying, oh, we need to make redundancy. So they say, stop the pickups. We can save money on that.
From home.
We can just work from home and save my job. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, not doing that. But no. But that's really, you know, it's all good, about. But... It's yeah, it's crazy though.
Yeah.
So what they're doing actually is they're making then people go in, as in you don't have an excuse to.
You have no excuse have not no excuse. To come into work.
Wow.
Because we are taking out the risk of public transport.
Goodness. Mm. Is she a cashier?
No, I guess she works in... She's not a cashier, but she works in the back office. So technically, she could work from home.
Yeah, I think...
But I don't know.
That's mad, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's also because, you know, with banks and security and all that, I guess they don't want people accessing
true.
Stuff from yeah. their house.
Yes.
From their Wi-Fi, which can be...
Yeah, easily, it's not encrypted.
Yeah, it's
and
not
stuff.
Encrypted and
Fair
all
enough.
That. So maybe that's that. But well done to them, I guess.
I know, yeah.
Okay, the last question I'll ask is there anything that you feel has given meaning to life as it is right now?
You know what? And this the whole lockdown itself, and just reflecting on it and thinking, my gosh, like it really feels like there's been a reset button. Like God has just been like, you know what? I'm done with you guys. No, but seriously, because yeah. if you think about it, like even now, the type of year that we're in, like coming to nearing to the end of the year, the days are somehow still a bit brighter mm-hmm. in a sense. Like and the way that things have grown, it's just like the air is fresher now because there's not so many people just polluting it kind of thing.
Did you see the pictures? I was looking at pictures of even places like Thailand, even Nairobi.
Wow.
Like you could actually, you could see, I think, is it as Mount Kenya?
Wow.
And because that is no, far. Because the no pollution is like...
Yeah, so I just think that, you know, this time has been, and again, I must stress that, you know, for most, for a lot of people, it's been really hard for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But it's also a time where it's just like, a time of resetting. Like, as much as we're saying, you know, take your rest and, you know, don't do those extra things. But hey, if it's almost like a rebirth, like, hibernation, you know, like how animals have to hibernate to go into the next stage or whatever the case may be. And I feel like this is the time for it, whether it is you do find comfort in doing something new, getting that business, which I'm here for, or it's a case where you've been working so hard you need to rest now, whatever the case may be. Or if it's a case where you need to drop off those dead relationships and you had to do that, it's all, I think we've, there is something
hit a
in
reset
that
button, huh?
We've hit a reset button, and I don't know when we're going to emerge from this.
I really hope that we've really learned lessons and from the past of how we were doing things or how we were not doing things.
Even hygiene.
And I remember, especially hygiene.
I remember my many episodes ago in season one. Hygiene. It's amazing. It's amazing what a pandemic can do to make people realize they've got to wash their hands. Yeah. And you know, they say it's so like, guys, to kill this virus, we must wash our hands. Wow. Wow. Really? I mean, clearly you weren't doing that because it seems like an epiphany.
Like a new,
like, oh my
mind
God.
Blown.
Mind blown. Oh my God, I must wash my hands when I get in. After I touch the handles on the bus, I must wash my... Could you imagine how much germs you're getting rid of? Wow, people.
Oh, my goodness.
So, we've all learned something. If you feel like you haven't learned something in this pandemic, you trust me, you learned something.
Yes, and actually, because we're going to stop now, that is going to be our next episode. We'll be discussing what we've learned during this lockdown. But that was very good.
It was. Well,
yeah. I'm so glad to see you.
I'm so glad to see you.
I mean, this might be... the last time I see you two for some time.
But
we'll roll
good.
With the punches.
We will roll. We'll keep it moving.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll stop here. Thank you so much for joining us for season two.
Yes.
We look forward to the next episodes and I guess new life. Whatever that will look like. So please subscribe, tell your friends, join the conversation on Instagram. Our handle is @LifeLatelyPod. And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Take care, guys. Bye.